My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge. One of my favorite times on the weekend is to reset and recharge. Every couple of weeks, we get a masseuse to come over to our house and do a massage on my wife and I. And yesterday was one of the best massages that I had. But when I came down the stairs from my house, I slipped because I was full of oil. I slipped down and rolled down all the way down the stairs, and I almost broke my hand. And as soon as I got up, the one thing that came to my mind is like, shit could have been worse. Like, it could have been worse. It could have been my wife that fell down the stairs. It could have been my kids. It could have been, you know, a deeper accident. So the moment I got up, I had to reframe immediately what was happening. Because otherwise, you're going to stay with the pain and the victim mentality that, why is this happening to me? As I got up and I was in pain and I'm like, fuck, like that was a freak accident. All I could think of is, shit could be worse. See, whatever's happening right now in your life, you have the power to reframe it. In your business, in your marriage, in your health, in your life, whatever's happening right now, just understand, shit could always be worse. That's the only way you're going to be able to shake yourself out of the victim mentality and start asking yourself, what can I learn from this instead of, why is this happening to me? Because every single time that you go into the victim mentality, you start dwelling on, why is God punishing you? What do you do in order for you to attract this? Instead of, what's the lesson here? What's the insight that I could extract from this situation? And how can I make it better? Because what I learned is, all the work that I've been doing is paying off. What I've learned is that I'm stronger than what I think. What I've learned is that God has my back. What I've learned is, make sure you don't get on the stairs full of oil. All your mistakes, shit could always be worse. And my intention for you is to find gratitude even in the painful moments. Find gratitude even when you think that what you're going through doesn't have a light at the end of the tunnel, because it could always be worse. Create the reframe. Focus on gratitude instead of the pain, and use the pain for fuel to extract a lesson, because the best is yet to come. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're a businessman and you're ready to lead, go to findmynextlevel.com so you can sign up for the Next Level Leadership Summit, an experience that's going to help you lead with power. Go to findmynextlevel.com. That's findmynextlevel.com. I'll see you there.